Ken Batista, always a pleasure to be in the studio sharing folk music with you. Appreciate your company on Sunday afternoon or whenever you choose to listen. You can listen anytime at WRCT.org. Going to begin hour two of All Things Folk and hear from some artists that will be performing live around the city in the coming weeks, beginning with Bruce Molsky here on All Things Folk.
Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? suitcase down. I went back to the depot, set my suitcase down. I got to thinking about my baby boys, tears come falling down. Well, I screamed and hollered, I carried on. Asked the ticket agent which way my rider gone. Hey, hey, ticket agent, which way my rider gone? High-stepping mama, she ain't nobody's clown. She's long, she's tall, 6 feet from the ground. Well, she's a tailor-made woman, she ain't no hand-me-down.
Susie Thompson from Berkeley, California. Lose My Blues from Susie Sings Seibel. And before that, Ernie Hawkins. Elm Street Blues. It's from Rags and Bones on Same Old Music. Ernie and Susie on a co-bill at Acoustic Music Works on the South Side. That's coming up September 9th. And Bruce Molsky, Cotton Eye Joe from Soon Be Time on Compass Records. He'll be performing on Calliope's Root Cellar stage at the PCAM on October 9th.
I woke up this morning. Woke up this morning. I woke up this morning with a Monday morning blues. I couldn't hardly find. Couldn't hardly find. I couldn't hardly find Monday morning shoes. If I'm feeling tomorrow, if I'm feeling tomorrow, if I feel tomorrow like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my suitcase, pack my suitcase. Gonna pack my suitcase and make my getaway. Monday morning blues. Monday morning blues. Monday morning blues made me leave my home.
I've been lying in jail 6 long weeks today. Oh Lord. And tomorrow morning, tomorrow morning,
yeah.
Well, tomorrow morning's gonna be my trying day. Judge, yes, I did. Well, I asked the judge, what might be my fine?
What'd he say?
He said, get you a bigger shovel. Oh, God. Get a big shovel. Get a big shovel. Just head on down to the mine. Now that's the only time, only time, that's the only time, that's the only time I ever felt like crying, cause you know my heart's got sorrow, oh Lord, my heart's got sorrow. And the tears came rolling down. Monday morning blues, I got 'em. Monday morning blues. Monday morning blues sings all in my bones. Hey, Monday morning blues sings all in my bones.
in the Forbes Avenue, WRCT's homegrown public affairs program. Here engaging guests talk about the arts, social issues, and intriguing topics with a focus on Pittsburgh. And meet some fascinating people along the way. That's Forbes Avenue, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Just heard from Carlene Carter. I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. That's from Carter Girl and Rounder Records. Michael Jerome Brown before that. Monday Morning Blues from Getting Together. It's on Borealis, Stony Plain Records. You're listening to All Things Folk, a special edition for Labor Day. My name's Ken Batista. Thanks for keeping me company on this Sunday afternoon. WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Behind me now, a little more Ernie Hawkins in concert with Susie Thompson, September 9th at Acoustic Mystic Works. This is Paul Robeson.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake City, Joe, says I, him standing by my bed. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, but I'm dead. Says Joe, but I'm dead. The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, I didn't die. Says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, it's there you'll find your hill. It's there you'll find. Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
shall not be moved, just like a tree,
a tree
that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. The Union is behind us.
We shall not be moved.
The Union is behind us. We shall not be moved, just like
a tree
that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved.
We shall not be moved.
We'll build a mighty union.
We shall not be moved,
just like
a tree
that's planted by the water.
We shall not be moved.
And we shall not be.
We shall not be moved.
We shall not be.
We shall not be moved,
just like
a tree
that's planted by the water.
We shall not be moved.
We're gonna roll.
Spin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence on sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 7:38 a.m.
Yeah, I start to preach, but anyway, that's what I feel about it. There is power in the union. This is Joe Hill's best song. I'll teach it to you. Would you have freedom from wage slavery? Then come join the grand industrial band. Oh, would you from hunger and... Tell me how this song goes, damn it. I know this song as well as I know my palm of my hand, but like I say, get a little fuzzy around the edge. Would you from misery and hunger be free? Come on, do your share, lend a hand. And there is power in a band of working folk when we stand hand in hand. And that's a power that must rule in every land. One industrial union grand. There is power in a band of working folk when we stand hand in hand. That's a power that must rule in every land. One industrial union grand. Try it out. And there is power in a band of working folk when we stand hand in hand. And that's a power that must rule in every land. One industrial union grand. Oh, would you have mansions of gold in the sky and a live in a shack that's away in the back? Would you have wings up in heaven to fly and starve here with rags on your back? But there is power in a band of working folk when we stand hand in hand. And that's a power that must rule in every land. One industrial union grand. Now, if you like sluggers to beat in your head, don't organize, all union despise. If you want nothing before you are dead, shake hands with your boss and look wise. But there is power in a band of working folk when we stand hand in hand. And that's a power that must rule in every land, one industrial union grand. Then come all ye workers from every land, and come join the grand industrial band. Then we our share of this earth shall demand. Come on, do your share, lend a hand. For there is power in a band of working folk when we stand hand in hand. And that's a power that must rule in every land, one industrial union grand. Power and union.
Now, if you want higher wages, let me tell you what to do. You got to talk to the workers in the shop with you. You got to build you a union, got to make it strong. But if you all stick together, boys, it won't be long. You get shorter hours, better working conditions, vacations with pay, take your kid to the seashore. It ain't quite this simple, so I better explain just why you got to ride on the union train. Cause if you wait for the boss to raise your pay, we'll all be a-waiting till Judgment Day. We'll all be buried, gone to heaven. St. Peter'll be the straw boss then. Now you know you're underpaid, but the boss says you ain't. He speeds up the work till you're about to faint. You may be down and out, but you ain't beaten. You can pass out a leaflet and call a meeting, talk it over. Speak your mind, decide to do something about it. Of course the boss may persuade some poor damn fool to go to your meeting and act like a stool, but you can always tell a stool, though that's a fact, he's got a yaller streak running down his back. He doesn't have to stool, he'll always get along on what he takes out of blind men's cups. You got a union now and you're sitting pretty. Put some of the boys on the steering committee. The boss won't listen when one guy squawks, but he's got to listen when the union talks. He'd better be mighty lonely. Everybody decide to walk out on him. Suppose they're working you so hard it's just outrageous, and they're paying you all starvation wages. You go to the boss and the boss would yell, before I raise your pay, I'd see you all in hell. Well, he's puffing a big cigar, feeling mighty slick, cause he thinks he's got your union lick. Well, he looks out the window and what does he see but 1,000 pickets, and they all agree he's a bastard. Unfair! Slave driver. Bet he beats his wife. Now, boys, you come to the hardest time. The boss will try to bust your picket line. He'll call out the police, the National Guard. They'll tell you it's a crime to have a union card. They'll raid your meeting. They'll hit you on the head. They'll call every one of you a damn red, unpatriotic Japanese spies, sabotaging national defense. But out at Ford, here's what they found, and out at Vulti, here's what they found, and out at Alice Chalmers, here's what they found, and down at Bethlehem, here's what they found, that if you don't let red baiting break you up, and if you don't let stool pigeons break you up, and if you don't let vigilantes break you up, and if you don't let race hatred break you up, you'll win. What I mean, take it easy, but take it.
Take a trip with me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan, in the copper country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall, and the miners are having their big Christmas ball. I'll take you in a door and up a high stairs. Singing and dancing is heard everywhere. I'll let you shake hands with the people you see and watch the kids dance round the big Christmas tree. You ask about work and you ask about pay. They'll tell you they make less than a dollar a day. Working their copper claim, risking their lives, so it's fun to spend Christmas with children and wives. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air, and the spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. Well, a little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you gotta keep quiet. Hear all this fun, you would not realize that the copper ball thug men are milling outside. The copper ball thugs stuck their heads in the door. One of them yelled and he screamed, "There's a fire." A lady, she hollered, "There's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing." A few people rushed and it's only a few. It's just the thugs and the scabs fooling you. A man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down, but the thugs held the door and he could not get out. And then others followed, 100 or more, but most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs, they laughed at their murderous joke, while the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to their tree. The scabs outside still laughed at their spree, and the children that died there was 73. The piano played a slow funeral tune, and the town is lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and the miners, they moaned. See what your greed for money has done.
That was Woody Guthrie, 1913 Massacre. That's from Struggle on Smithsonian Folkways Recordings. Behind me now, a little more Woody Guthrie and an instrumental from Woody Guthrie Sings Folk Songs. We heard from the Almanac Singers with Pete Seeger taking lead, Talking Union from Classic Labor Songs. Utah Phillips, There's Power in the Union from Making Speech Free on PM Press Records. We heard from Joe Glazer from the Classic Labor Songs, We Shall Not Be Moved, Roll the Union On. John McCutcheon, Joe Hill's Last Will. That's title track from his Apple Songs Records release. And Paul Robeson with Joe Hill, Classic Labor Song compilation on Smithsonian Folkways. You're listening to All Things Folk, a special edition for Labor Day. My name's Ken Batista. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular galleries hours are every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m., or by appointment. Or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, call 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. Well, we heard from Woody Guthrie. It's time to welcome his son Arlo in a song about his father. Thank you.
to hard work. I just wanted to say that I always was a man to work. I was born working, and I worked my way up by hard work. I ain't never got nowhere yet, but I got there by hard work. Work of the hardest kind. I've been down and I've been out, and I've been busted, disgusted, and couldn't be trusted. I worked my way up and I worked my way down. I've been drunk and I've been sober. I've had hard times and I got hijacked, and I've been robbed for cash and robbed on credit. Worked my way into jail and out of jail, and I woke up a lot of mornings and I didn't even know where I was at. But the hardest work I ever done was when I was trying to get myself a worried woman to ease my worried mind. Now I'm gonna tell you just about how much hard work I had to do to get this here woman that I'm telling you about. I shook hands with 97 of her kin folks and her blood relatives, and I done the same with 86 people that was just her friends and her neighbors. I kissed 73 babies, put dry pants on 34 of them as well as others, and done the same thing several times as well as a lot of other things just about like this. I held 125 head of wild horses, put saddles and bridles on more than that, harnessed some of the craziest, wildest teams in the whole country. I rode 14 local Broncos to a dead standstill and let 42 hound dogs lick me all over. 7 times I was bit by hungry dogs, and I was chewed all to pieces by water moccasins and rattlesnakes on 2 separate river bottoms. I chopped and I carried 314 armloads of stove wood, 100 buckets of coal, and I carried a gallon of kerosene 18 miles and lost a good pair of shoes in a mud hole. And I chopped and I weeded 48 rows of short cotton, 13 acres of bad corn, and cut the sticker weeds out of 11 backyards, all on account of cause I wanted sure that I was a man and I'd like to work. I cleaned out 9 barn loads and cranked 31 automobiles, all makes and models. Pulled 3 cars out of mud holes and 4 out of snowdrift. I dug 5 cisterns of water for some of her friends and neighbors and run all kinds of errands. I played the fiddle for 9 church meetings and I joined 11 separate denominations. I signed up and joined up for 7 of the best trade unions I could find and paid my dues about 6 weeks ahead of time. Waded 40 miles of swamp, 60 big rivers, walked across 2 mountain ranges and crossed 3 deserts. I got the fever and I got the sunstroke and I got the malaria and I got the flu and I got moonstruck and skeeter bit and poison ivy and the 7-year itch and the blind staggers. I was given up for lost and dead about 2 dozen times. Struck by lightning, struck by Congress, struck by friends and kinfolks, as well as by 3 cars on the highways and a lot of times in people's hen houses. I've been hit and run down and run over and walked on and knocked around, and I'm just sitting here now trying to study up what else I can do to show that woman that I still ain't afraid of hard work.
Something to say. I'm a coal-mining man, and I am who I am, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm a coal-mining man, 3 miles underground. I work where the wind don't blow. I got kids and a wife, it's my chosen way of life. I help make America's economy. dust in my hair. Some call it dirt, I got dust where the sun don't shine. Or they don't see my soul, they don't understand cold. Or see the quiet diamonds in the mine. I'm a coal mining man 5 miles underground. I work with the wind don't blow. I got kids and a wife, it's my chosen way of life. I help make America's economy roll. And I help make America's economy roll.
You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Yes, sir, there's a menu, a Kentucky coal miner that pert near owes his soul to the company store. He gets so far in debt to the coal company he's working for that he goes on sometimes for years without being paid one red cent in real honest-to-goodness money. But he can always go to the company store and draw flickers or scrip. You know, that's little brass coins that you can't spend nowhere only at the company store. So they add that against his account, and every day he gets a little farther in debt. That sounds pretty bad, but even that's got a brighter side to it. Now some people say a man's made out of mud, but a poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bones, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mines. Loaded 16 tons of a number 9 coal and the straw boss, I hollered, well, bless my soul, 16 tons. And what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble is my middle name. I was raised in the bottoms by a mama hound. I'm mean as a dog, but I'm as gentle as a lamb. I load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, if you see me coming, you better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men died. I got a fist of iron and a fist of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m.
My dear hard-working daddy works his life away for us. That's the way the daddy shows to us his love. And daddy's two hard-working hands, they're callous and they're sore. And daddy's working boots have walked a million miles or more. As long as I remember daddy working, working on the job or either on the farm. she let him walk your golden streets in a pair of brand new golden boots. Daddy's working boots have served as his foundation, though just like him, they're tired and worn. For years they've helped him stand.
Hazel Dickens, Coal Miner's Grave, from Coal Mining Women on Rounder Records. Dolly Parton before that, Daddy's Working Boots, that's from My Tennessee Mountain Home on RCA Legacy Records, and Merle Travis, 16 Tons, from Folk Songs of the Hills on Bear Family Records. We also heard from Tom T. Hall, I'm a Coal Mining Man, from Coal Country Music on Heartwood Records, and Arlo Guthrie started that set out with Woody's Rag, Hard Work. Son of the Wind is Arlo's release on his own label, Rising Sun Records. Well, this has been hour two of All Things Folk. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name's Ken Batista. Always a pleasure and a privilege to come into the studio live every Sunday to share folk music with you. I appreciate your company. Behind me now, little Joe Mabus. This is the Carter Family.
Some blues are just blues, mine are the miner's blues. Some blues are just blues, mine are the miner's blues. Troubles are coming by threes and by twos. Blues and more blues, it's a cold black